Hi, this is Benjamin Soller, and this is my Spoken Sunday piece for this Sunday, week two. It's a flash fiction piece for Fiction Friday that I posted this Friday on my blog. It's based on a prompt from Write Anything's blog, which is at www.writeanything.wordpress.com, and for more flash fiction from me, you can visit www.benjaminsoller.com/blog, and this is The Flip of a Coin. She stands, all of a sudden frozen, listening for it, but can only hear the drip-drip of where she's been. In one hand, she grips the loaded pistol tighter, wondering if it will be of any use anyway. And when she opens her other hand, the coin says tails. She darts to the left down the cavernous tunnel. Around her, the walls reveal moist green, so radioactive you can see it despite the pitch black. Toxin leads her down somewhere she was sent in the trust of nothing but currency. Her mind is constantly distracted by the rumbling in her belly. She rests her hand on it and can't remember when she'd last eaten. But she's glad it's not full of other things squirming around her insides, a hostage to her own body. They could not make her do it. And then the glowing green becomes bright and solid, pulling her vision straight ahead, on the ground, up above and side to side. She stands frozen again, a flip of the coin unable to tell her where to go. She curses putting her trust in money once again, and she can hear it slop slop closer and closer, its shadows blacking out the mold that once offered her some sort of light, able to see what she doesn't really want to. She'd learned that if you were unwilling, they would try to force you anyway. Choices did not exist so much anymore. Sometimes you would get the flip of a coin if you were lucky, but either side was at the whim of their tokens of exchange. She squeezes the trigger, firing into the dark, for once hoping it was bigger and therefore more likely to be hit. A wet scream, as if phlegm clogged a megaphone, fills every part of the small place. She can't help but drop a gun when her hands go to her ears, but she can still hear it make its way forward, slowly consuming the light from the walls. She feels it before she sees it. Its warm breath oozes out of its skin, so damp it clings to her own skin, in slime that dribbles down her arm. She steps backward, and the mold on the walls feels so much like it does, as if they were the same. The tentacles that were slowly wrapping around her waist seem to be coming from the underground trap. It squeezes gently, like a sleaze in a bar might try to, if it was acting like it gave a shit about you. Then she tries to shut out the thought of something soon to be squirming inside her.